KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The Minnesota Star Tribune has confirmed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested 8 unauthorized immigrants in Hibbing on Wednesday. In a news release, the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office said the arrest came during a drug-related search warrant. The Sheriff's Office says in September, an undercover officer bought cocaine from someone who lived and worked at the location on the 1800 block of 3rd Avenue East, which is La Tequila Taco Shop. A man was arrested on suspicion of third-degree sale of cocaine and possession of a firearm by an ineligible person. The man also had several fake identification documents, according to the Sheriff's Office. The release further stated that the Sheriff's Office was aware that federal law enforcement, quote, took additional actions during the search warrant, but did not provide any more information. Authorities at the scene included the Hibbing Police Department, U.S. Border Patrol, Drug Enforcement Administration, Enforcement and Removal Operations, and Homeland Security Investigations. Federal agents were also seen at another Mexican restaurant, El Charro Mexican Bar and Grill. Governor Tim Walz's announcement of a pause in payments for 14 Medicaid programs in Minnesota caused widespread confusion and anxiety among people who provide services to the elderly and disabled. The Walz administration announced Wednesday that the governor ordered a, quote, pause on all payments for 14 DHS Medicaid services until an audit is complete. The Minnesota Reformer reports that providers and Democratic legislators reacted with alarm, given the prospect of unpaid caregivers and vulnerable Minnesotans shut out of life-saving services. The Department of Human Services clarified that each payment will undergo a review and only be paused for up to 90 days if, quote, an anomaly is detected and needs to be reviewed further. If the review determines the bill is fraudulent, it will not be paid. The snafu comes as Walz seeks to get ahead of the fraudsters who have bilked state and federal programs out of hundreds of millions of dollars in recent years, as well as Republican attacks on the fraud issue, which are already incoming as Walz begins a race for a third four-year term. A DHS statement to providers on Wednesday stated that there still may be payment processing delays, but the payments pause is not as all-encompassing as providers feared from the news release. The governor's office defended the language of the release to the Minnesota Reformer. Health coverage affordability is top of mind for many Minnesotans. Officials with the state's insurance marketplace say it's reasonable to be worried about what lies ahead, but trusted navigators can still potentially find savings and help avoid pitfalls. November 1st is the enrollment start date for people who get their coverage through MinSure, which is Minnesota's insurance exchange through the Affordable Care Act. Enhanced federal subsidies that keep costs lower expire at year's end as that debate plays out in Congress. MinSure's Mary Robinson says whether it's the larger tax credits or changes to insurance plans, people should look into their options as soon as possible.
Even if you've been in the same plan for years, don't just hit repeat. There may be a better fit for your needs and your budget.
If the tax credits expire, some 19,000 MinSure enrollees will lose all financial help. But nearly 70,000 still may qualify for subsidies, albeit at a reduced level. So Robinson says it's important to not immediately think the worst and connect with a local trusted broker or navigator by searching MinSure's directory. She says the free guidance will steer you in the right direction and avoid scammers or online influencers promoting too-good-to-be-true plans and premiums. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. A new nonprofit aimed at strengthening the vitality of downtown Grand Rapids is beginning a branding process. In a news release, the Grand Rapids Downtown Alliance says it will serve as a connector for those who share a vision for a thriving, welcoming downtown. The planning and development for the Alliance is being fully funded with a startup grant from the Blandin Foundation. The branding effort will culminate in a new visual identity and messaging strategy to guide future marketing, programming, and investment efforts. The organization is also hiring an executive director. Amid one of the longest government shutdowns in U.S. history, causing disruptions to food support, our news team put together a list of food-related resources across the region. Find it on our homepage at kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.